The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I'm Sonia Usech-Kuhn of the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to another edition of Community Connections. Every month I will introduce you to people in the community who are making a difference. We have two guests today. They are Sarah Lyon, Customer Experience Manager, and Teresa Lynch, Collection Development Services, both from the Wake County Public Library System. I'll tell you a little bit about Sarah first. Sarah is a lifelong library user with over 15 years of experience working in special and public libraries. In her current role as Customer Experience Manager for the Wake County Public Library System, she manages youth services programming for the system and oversees library locations dedicated to serving vulnerable populations. Sarah's passions are early literacy, customer service, and connecting citizens to programs and resources that enrich their lives. Her educational background informs her current profession. She earned a BA in English Literature from James Madison University with a minor in Child Development. She earned her master's at Library Science of the University of Maryland. In her spare time, she enjoys spending time with her family, watching movies, and overwatering her houseplants. Teresa Lynch's fondest childhood memories involve her local public library in La Palma, California, where her mother would frequently take Teresa and her two sisters, introducing the data of laundry basket as book cart long before the trend became chic. After traveling to New York for college at Adelphi University, she earned her bachelor's in English with honors. Teresa decided to travel to North Carolina for graduate school and attended UNC Chapel Hill, earning her master's in library science. Then to England at the University of Sheffield, she earned her master's in information management, and back before deciding to put down her roots in the Tar Heel State. She has nearly 22 years of public library experience, over 10 in managing library informational technology. She transitioned to Collection Development Services in 2014. She feels privileged to work with professionals who are passionate about their work as reflections of their life priorities. When not working or spending time with her family and friends, Teresa seeks out some quiet time to absorb as much nonfiction as possible. So, welcome, Sarah and Teresa. Thank you so much for being with us on Community Connections.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
So when I read Collection Development Services, I thought, collection? When you're overdue and you owe the library money? But no, it's a different kind of collection. So your backgrounds are extensive. Let me begin with you, Sarah. North Carolina Reading Service is dedicated to blind and print-impaired people of all ages. Will you talk about what your work as a customer experience manager and youth service manager entails, and how it relates to vulnerable populations?
Of course. So as a customer experience manager, my responsibility is to take a broad view of youth services programming from a system perspective. That's kind of jargony. What does that mean? What we want to do is ensure that we're offering the same quality programs and services no matter where you go in Wake County. And my role in that is to provide oversight and ensure that quality experience across the county. As it relates to serving vulnerable populations, I oversee an initiative called Every Family Ready to Achieve. And that initiative was specifically developed to enhance service to vulnerable populations in Wake County. We currently have 10 libraries that participate in that initiative. When we talk about vulnerable populations, we're really talking about access to information and services. Utilizing the public library means having free and equal access to those services. For For adult citizens, the public library can be a primary means for accessing books, information, computers, and getting resume and job assistance. For our youngest citizens, this might be the best chance they have to get started on a successful path to loving reading, books, and learning. And we offer a full range of young child story times for babies, toddlers, and preschoolers, and school-age children to facilitate that. Additionally, in those vulnerable communities, we've developed a pre-kindergarten experience called ABC Craft and Learn, and that prepares those children for a successful launch to kindergarten.
Well, thank you. That's quite a bit of service. So maybe now specifically, can you tell me what you offer to a child who might, for example, be dyslexic?
Absolutely. Understanding that for children who are dyslexic, reading can be a frustrating experience. The best way to improve your reading skills is to practice reading aloud. And if you find it challenging, intimidating, or embarrassing, you don't want to practice. And for this reason, we've developed a program in partnership with a local organization called See Spot Read. Our program, Books with Brian, offers children the chance to practice reading aloud to visiting therapy dogs, and that allows the children to practice in a non-judgmental environment. Now, we named the program for our library mascot, Brian, who is coincidentally a dog, and how it works is the children can sit with a book selection and focus on what's important, playing with language, listening to the sounds that words make, repeating words and sentences that may prove challenging. The dogs like the company, and the children feel more at ease. And so for children who do have to wait their turn to read to a dog, we offer interactive, hands-on, early literacy games and toys to engage them while they wait.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's been very successful.
Sure, it's a stressful situation for those children.
Absolutely. I think part of our role is to help them overcome that frustration by providing the resource that they might need to get comfortable with books and reading. And as part of our program of service in the public library, we want to be engaged in talking, singing, reading, writing, and playing with those children all the time so that they can really practice and get comfortable with language, books, and learning.
Very good. So let me turn now to Teresa. And please, will you tell our listeners about your work in collection development services?
Certainly. Yeah, and let's clarify that, because it is true. For those that aren't in the library world, they hear collections and they sort of freeze up. For libraries, our collections are our books. They're our products. It's what we provide, and we have all sorts of collections. So that's what we mean with collection development services. And, you know, Wake County serves a county population of over 1 million people now. And so our collection needs to not only reflect our population size and diversity, it needs to reflect a popular lending library model. Our collections need to be timely, relevant, engaging, balanced, and professionally curated. Millions of books are published every year. We know this. And so we must be focused in how we choose our collection to meet the greatest needs of Wake County. We have for many years focused on starting our services at birth, just like Sarah said, and thus we dedicate our budget, collection size, and floor space in each of our libraries to reflect this priority. We agree that for children, hooking them in early in life is the key, and this is done by selecting the very best materials for them. We agree and believe that both nonfiction and fiction are equally important for our readers, particularly for our school-aged population. Projects on the planets, dinosaurs, or fairy tales are perennial favorites, and they can be in demand as much as Harry Potter or Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Graphic novels, that's what we call comic books in the library world, they're a great way to engage minds of all ages. Bridging to our adult collections, we find that while we categorize our youth collections according to ages and reading levels, it's a very different challenge for adults. Reading levels give way to more personal interests, and keeping up with current events in nonfiction is important. Additionally, our adult collections highlight the different styles of writing, what we call genres, like science fiction, mystery, romance, or inspirational. All these interests come into play and are competing for our budget dollars and shelf space. But, like I stated before, our goals are to build and maintain a collection that's popular, that circulates well, that is timely, relevant, engaging, balanced, and professionally curated for all of Wake County. It's a big responsibility. and one that is constantly refreshing and responding to world events, local culture, and personal interests.
Wow, that's really interesting. Just as an aside, mm-hmm. how many libraries are there in Wake County?
Right now, we're at 24 library locations.
Wow.
Yeah, all spread out. Our goal is to get everyone within a 10-minute drive time to a library.
That is wonderful.
It is wonderful. Reading and libraries are very important to the citizens of Wake County. They've voted in bonds consecutively to fund libraries, and we're very fortunate in that regard.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So Community Connections and North Carolina Reading Services focuses on the blind and print impaired adults and children. What does the library have specifically for that population?
Mm-hmm. Wake County Public Libraries definitely has a variety of opportunities and materials for all citizens of Wake County. And we understand that people absorb information and reading differently, whether that be due to physical challenges or to personal preferences. We currently purchase materials in our collections in five formats: regular print, what you would see in a bookstore, large print, audio on CD, e-audio, which is downloadable, and e-books, also downloadable. Having this variety really does allow for the greatest usage of our collection by all of our patrons. Additionally, we have a popular service called Interlibrary Loan that allows any of our customers to borrow materials from other library systems, and we do that on their behalf. And that's a way of extending our collection even further.
Okay. So just a little bit further on this. For children with print and learning disabilities, the mom of an autistic child told me about two books, one of them Bookshare and the other Learning Ally. Can you speak about those two books specifically and any others that you may care to describe which would be helpful to that kind of child?
And, you know, that was so interesting because I had not heard of these services before, and so I got to do a little research, and every librarian loves to do some research online. And so what I learned was that they're both e-book platforms designed to meet the needs of exceptional populations. Bookshare is a text-to-speech service that is free for qualifying students in the United States. On their website, they have all of the information, including what it takes to qualify, and that's an individual account that students can create with Bookshare. It was funny. I learned a new phrase when I was following their video of how they provide the service. They called it karaoke-style highlighting, which I thought was great. It's, you know, obviously it's applying color to the background behind words to make them stand out, sort of like it's done in karaoke. And I was like, I had no idea that was a thing. But sure enough, it is, and Bookshare uses it. Learning Ally, I learned, is a similar service. They focus on textbooks, so that's a whole other niche area, which I'm sure is very helpful to students. And instead of text-to-speech, they actually utilize human narrators for their audio portion. So it was great to learn about both of those.
Well, that's wonderful. So now people can find that in the library. Do you have that now?
These right now are personal subscription services. So what folks will need to do is go online for Bookshare or Learning Ally, and they establish accounts with those companies, and they can access them anywhere on any device they have. And of course, you know, in the public library, we have public use computers that have browsers, high-speed internet, as well as free Wi-Fi in all of our locations.
Right. So maybe some people aren't listening to this broadcast right now.
Mm-hmm.
How will you make this known to the general public so that they can get access to Bookshare and Learning Ally? Maybe you're going to put up a poster or have some sort of information so that these parents can learn.
Certainly. Probably the best resource would be our own website. The library's website has a variety of information and databases that we currently subscribe to. You know, Google is great, but there are a lot of other curated professional databases that can help you in a variety of topics. And so truly, as part of serving our exceptional communities, This would be a great opportunity to sort of let folks know of the opportunities they have out there that they can utilize either in their home or in the library.
That's really good information. Thank you. Thank
sure.
you for adding that.
Mm-hmm.
So now this question is for both of you, and it's statistics. So statistically, what is the illiteracy situation in North Carolina?
You know, again, this was an interesting lookup for me. It appears that research is showing that North Carolina has approximately 1 in 7 adults that cannot read. Now, Wake County Public Libraries, we recognize there's a lot of ways to measure the quality of life enhancements that reading brings. And to this end, we really kind of focus on promoting literacy at all stages of life. We want all citizens of Wake County to be actively engaged in all that we offer. You know, we want a book in every hand, whatever that may be appealing
to.
Do
you have something to add to that?
I do. I just want to chime in that I think in the public library, in children's services, we're not approaching it from this context of trying to combat illiteracy, but rather trying to look at it from a different lens and promote literacy. And from that standpoint, all of our young child programs are focused on the 5 pre-literacy skills based on the American Library Association's program, Every Child Ready to Read. And again, those 5 pre-literacy skills, which I mentioned earlier in the program, are talking, singing, reading, writing, and playing. And that goes into all of our young child programs for babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. All of our story times go into depth with all of those pre-literacy skills. They're very well developed and planned. So I think story time has changed a lot probably since some of your listeners attended. It's not a librarian in a rocking chair reading a book aloud, but there's dancing and singing, and we play with scarves, and we have bubbles, and we rhyme, and we clap, and it's so much fun. But it really does extend the learning process. I hate to keep harping on the word learning. Really, we want our story times to be fun and engaging first and foremost. But since you did mention illiteracy, I really feel like our best tool in our toolbox is to promote literacy from as early an age as possible.
So you're taking a proactive approach.
I think
indeed.
That's a great way to put
and
it.
Just to add on that, let me make you aware of a couple other resources that are available
sure.
in our library that support that. You know, as Sarah had mentioned, you know, beginning with the young child, all of our programming focuses on those pre-literacy skills. And to support that, we engage all the senses as we purchase print books in different physical formats. We buy board books. We buy picture books with large pictures in them. We buy books that have read-along CDs in the back of them, you know, as well as a variety of digital formats that I've mentioned before. You know, and in addition to our own collection, we also participate in statewide shared collections that are available to all. One of them, for example, a very popular one, is called the NC Kids Digital Library, and that's a collection of curated e-books, e-audio, and videos. And again, as our patrons grow and adults become adults, we continue to meet their needs through, as Sarah said, engaging programs, but also to make personal connections with neighbors and our community via the programs and events that we hold in all of our libraries, like librarian-led book discussions. They're held monthly at all of our regional libraries. Librarian-created custom book lists based on reading interests. And the creation of express book bags for those that want to engage in reading, but they're limited in time, so they can't spend a lot of time browsing our collection, but they can tell us what they're interested in, and we can custom create a bag of books to take home with them.
Wow, that's terrific. Is there a book club specifically?
Oh, we have many book clubs.
Book clubs.
We call them book discussions. Those are the
librarian-led
ones.
Okay.
However, we also do have what we call book club kits, and those are specialized kits specifically for book clubs with 15 copies, a librarian-created reader's guide, questions. It's a very popular service. We're excited about that.
I've used it.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay. So, Sarah. I know there is much excitement about the very recent opening of the new Fuquay Arena Library. So I would like a description of the old one, which when I moved to North Carolina, one of the first things I ever did was to get a library card. Wonderful. And I called because I didn't know where it was exactly. Mm-hmm. And this fantastic young lady named Natalie was the person who answered my questions. Mm-hmm. And when I walked into the library, she knew me. I don't know how she knew me, but I felt I was in Mayberry.
Oh, goodness. Fantastic. I love that.
She was so lovely. So tell me, the old library, which was small, mm-hmm. sort of a one-room schoolhouse setting, and compare it now with the new expanded building and services.
I'd love to talk about that. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that story because customer service is one of my passions, and I always love to hear from library customers that they've had a positive experience with a staff member, when no one was looking, so to speak. And I think that Mayberry experience you talked about will be the through line that takes us from a smaller location to a larger location. Now, for the benefit of listeners who have never attended the old Fuquay Library, have never set foot inside, it is 4,900 square feet.
If you're lucky.
Four walls, not a lot of nuance to it. You would walk in and there would be the book collection right in front of you, but really no room for programming, room for public seating. We did the best we could.
Very limited by its physical location.
I think that's exactly right. And, it is certainly a blessing that the community in Fuquay Varina loves their public library so much. Mm-hmm. We just outgrew that space very, very quickly. And so
what a wonderful problem.
It's a wonderful problem to have. And so this library expansion, rather this new library, is long overdue, and we're thrilled to have it. So I can talk a little bit about what you can expect when you go to the new Fuquay Library. A little over 8,000 square feet. When you walk in, it's an open, bright, and airy floor plan, so different from the old Fuquay, which, as charming as it was a little dated in its design.
Well, that's a good word, charming, because it was.
Yes.
And you did have a story time for young children.
Absolutely.
Right. And Brian.
Yes, we had a full complement of programs and services for children of all ages. The nice thing about the expanded Fuquay, the bigger space allows us to do more. And so we're able to add a certain number of programs for school-age children specifically. We're able to offer a more robust program for adults. Mm-hmm. With the new Fuquay Library, we have a half-time adult services librarian.
What's a half-time?
Oh, I'm sorry. Part-time, half-time, 20 hours a week. So, for example, we have other professional staff that is there 40 hours a week, and our adult services librarian will be there for 20 hours a week, dedicated to helping our adult patrons find the perfect book, and we'll be offering a service appointment-based called Get That Job to help people who need a little bit of a hand-up in assistance and navigating jobs online, setting up a resume, a cover letter, all of those good things. And so the library itself will open with 45,000 books, beautiful and new. There will be 16 public computers, free Wi-Fi access throughout the building for those who want to bring their own devices with them. Interestingly, this is the first Wake County Public Library to incorporate public art. We contracted with an artist called Randy Walker. The piece he will be installing is called The Source, and this will be located outside the library. It's a vertically stacked sculpture inspired by the form of a gradually opening book. So I'm very excited to see how that takes shape. It's also the first Wake County Public Library to incorporate 70% native plantings into the landscape design, and that includes a water garden. So again, it's going to be beautiful on the outside as well as in. I already mentioned some adult services for our adult patrons. We're increasing the number of school-age programs that encourage children to read, create, explore, and discover. And, of course, that full complement of story time programs for young children. We'll also be offering ABC Craft and Learn, which is that pre-kindergarten classroom experience I mentioned earlier. And finally, I don't want to forget about the teenagers. We'll offer a program called Life Hacks at the Library, which is a program series focused on topics related to life skills and physical and emotional wellness for teens.
And will you have readings, like Quail Ridge Books has readings?
Well, we talked about space and the use of space, and unfortunately, or I guess the way it's designed, we don't have a separate programming space at the Fuquay Varina Library. You talked about a one-room schoolhouse as being the model for the old Fuquay. Think about taking that one room and making it bigger and brighter and airier, and that's essentially what you have at the new Fuquay Library. We will continue to have readings all over Wake County. We typically offer those in our regional libraries because we have a dedicated space to close off and offer privacy.
Okay. We have only a few minutes left, so I just want your quick opinion about what you think, pro or con, how technology has impacted young readers.
I'll take the lead on this. I really had to think about it. My views on technology shifted when I became a parent. My child is adopted from Korea. He was 4 when he got here, and he didn't have any language at all. So technology was instrumental in helping him overcome the language barrier. He watched a lot of Peppa Pig. but now that he's older, he loves books and reading, and I think that's because he understands the language, and I have a lifetime reader. So I think it was a valuable tool, but like anything else, technology is great. Everything is great in moderation. It requires oversight, just like any other experience you offer for a child.
Indeed, and as a parent as well of 2 young boys, parental involvement is the key, as with everything. My goal as a mom is to raise what I'm calling an omnivorous reader, meaning it doesn't really matter what format you're reading in. It's just that you're reading. That's the important thing.
Well, it's a lot of thumbing. It's a lot of thumbing. And I suggest to people who go to college that orthopedics is a good profession because those thumbs are going to need help.
Sure, for the texting, sure.
Absolutely.
But as you're reading, you're browsing. You're using one finger.
Right.
It's all good.
That's all quite true.
Mm-hmm. So, we grow and adapt.
Anything else? I just want to thank you both for sharing such important information for the community, not only for Fuquay, but for all the libraries in Wake County.
We are a system, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're more than welcome. The address, quickly, of the new library?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's on Bramblewood.
Bramblewood, okay. It's right off Judd Parkway, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's adjacent to the Southern Regional Center, which is also a Wake County building.
Okay.
See, I needed my technology to pull up Google Maps.
So thank you, Sarah Lyon and Teresa Lynch, for spending this last half hour with me on Community Connections. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments, questions, or would like to be a sponsor of Community Connections, please call 919-832-5138. I'm Sonia Usach-Kuhn. See you next time on the radio.